There is nothing better than after you have had a lunch and you've got a full belly and it's warm in here than to have somebody drone on for about 45 minutes. So I'm going to try to sound monotonous and see if I can lull you off to sleep here in just a few minutes. Now, that won't be hard to do. Okay. I appreciate very much having the opportunity to talk to you about the Gospel Broadcasting Network. I'm going to make this a rather informal presentation. And I'm going to go back to the beginning for those who may not know anything about GBN. And I'm going to tell you about its founding and just kind of tell you about its history. And then at the end, hopefully, if we have some time left for questions. In fact, if you have questions any time during the presentation, just raise your hand and I'll be glad to stop and tell you about that. The Gospel Broadcasting Network began as the dream of Brother Barry Gilreath. Brother Barry was one of the elders at the Highland Church of Christ in Dalton, Georgia. And that particular congregation, as they started GBN, they oversaw the work. Brother Barry said that he looked on television and he saw people such as these. Do you recognize any of these people on the screen here? And he said, all of these people have their own channel. You know, they're teaching false doctrine 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Why can't we have our own in the Lord's church? And so he set out to make that happen. GBN went on the air Thanksgiving weekend in 2005. And so this next week will be 11 years that GBN has been on the air. We have been broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now for 11 years. When GBN was first founded, we were located in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We were there for a period of time, and then we relocated just across the line into Georgia. That's kind of interesting because when GBN started, they were just across the line outside of Tennessee, technically in Georgia, but we said Chattanooga. Now we're just across the line from Tennessee, outside of Memphis, but we're technically in Mississippi. But originally, we were in this big building. It was part of an old mall. I don't know what this was, some store. It was 33,000 square feet. It was costing us about over $7,000 a month to rent this facility. In the summertime, the electricity bill sometimes was exceeding $3,000. So we were spending $10,000 or $11,000 a month just in rent and electricity. By the time we got to the end of 2005, and I've got listed here, this was actually in Ringgold, Georgia. By the time that you get to the year 2010, GBN had existed for 5 years, and it had not gotten to where we had hoped it would get. When we first launched GBN, we were providing people or making available these small satellite dishes called a KU satellite. It's similar to, if you've seen a Dish Network or DirecTV dish, it's about that size. People could get that dish, they could watch GBN. But after 5 years in, we were estimating only about 1,000 of these dishes had been purchased and were set up. We had hoped to get on Dish Network or DirecTV or Comcast Cable so that we would be nationwide. We had not been able to accomplish that. We have determined to be on any one of those will cost us about $3 million a year to be full-time. And, of course, we don't have that type of money. That exceeds our whole operating budget, triples our whole operating budget. So by the time we got to the year 2010, GBN was kind of in trouble. We had not accomplished what we set out to accomplish. GBN was nearly $1 million in debt. Brother Barry Gilreath, who started the network, had been diagnosed with serious heart problems. The doctor told him he had 6 months left to live. In the eldership, we had three men. Barry was one of them. He had 6 months left to live. Another one of the elders was in the early stages of Alzheimer's. The eldership was about to dissolve. And so they were seriously concerned, what are we going to do with GBN? We need a new overseeing eldership. We're $1 million in debt. They approached me in December of 2010 and said, would you be interested in taking over as the director? They said, if you don't, we're probably going to file bankruptcy and shut it down. I did not want to see this good work end. I didn't want to see the Lord's church have a black eye from filing bankruptcy in this way. I agreed to take over as the director of the Gospel Broadcasting Network December 2010. One of the first things I did was contact this man. And you know Ralph Upton here, and I don't have to tell you his background. Ralph had not long been retired at that time. And I called him and said, would you be willing to work with us and help turn this ship around? I said, I have been a preacher and I've been in the military. I've never been a businessman. I need some help fixing this. And Ralph came to work for us, and he did an absolutely amazing job. He was making trips to the the Chattanooga area. He would spend a week and then come home. Each month he would come and spend a week with us. And he and I went over every bill we had. I remember Ralph even going through the garbage bill, trying to save $30 a month to see what we could save on the garbage. What we started doing was we cut every program that was not mandatory. We run life support. If it was not essential to our existence, we were cutting it. We were selling equipment that we did not have to have. We took our satellite truck that we had. We sold it. We were just trying to keep the operation afloat. We also had to find a new eldership. And so we had the South Haven Church of Christ in South Haven, Mississippi, that agreed to take the oversight of GBN. At the time, there were only three elders. We actually, four weeks ago, added three new men. So we have six men in the eldership now. I am one of the elders now that is overseeing that work. And so we've got a good, solid eldership made up of six men that are overseeing this work. When they agreed to take the oversight, Chattanooga is a long way from Memphis. And so they wanted us to relocate. So we started looking for a building. I also, at the time, started looking to move to that area. And the real estate agent was sending me listings for houses. And she accidentally sent me this. And I looked at it, and I laughed, and I threw it in my garbage bin on my computer. And then my mind got to thinking, I wonder if that would work for a building for GBN. And so I called her, and I asked if we could go and look at it. At this point, this particular building, it's three stories. It's about between 8,000 and 9,000 square feet. It had last appraised in 2008 for $880,000. They had filed bankruptcy. It had gone back to the bank. We went in and made an offer at that time for $389,000, and they took it. And so we raised the money. Within the next year, we paid for this building. And so we had what we were paying over $7,000 a month in rent went away completely because the building was paid off. The electric bill, which was over $3,000 a month, now became about $800 a month. So you can take between $10,000 and $11,000, it became $800 a month. One of the benefits to this new building that we found is it is 7 miles from the Memphis School of Preaching. That has been a great blessing for us, because we bring students over once a week, and they train, they operate, they assist us. Instructors from the Memphis School of Preaching regularly speak on the Gospel Broadcasting Network. We do our live call-in program every Thursday night, which I'll say more about in a minute. But because they are so close, that has been convenient for that to happen. In January of 2011, we had $930,000 in debt. That is not including what we owed to the Georgia Department of Revenue. If you add up all the back taxes, we were right at $1 million. By the time we got to May of 2012, we had had a 79% reduction, bringing us down to $196,000. And by the time we got to January of 2013, we were completely debt-free. Since that time, we have remained completely debt-free. It is our philosophy now that we operate in such a way that we do not purchase anything until we have the money in advance. We don't buy anything on credit. Everything is done in such a way that it has to be paid for up front. In fact, we've kind of been operating on what you might call the Dave Ramsey principles. I'd call them the Ralph Upton principles. In fact, when we built our new building, Ralph's a humble man, and I know he doesn't like me singling him out, but when we built our new building, or when we bought our building and we put the studio on the back, we named the studio in the back the Ralph Upton Studio, and it has a plaque in his honor in appreciation for all that he did to help us turn GBN around. We will forever be indebted to him for his good work. Since January of 2013, we have remained debt-free. Prior to that, prior to 2010, GBN literally, in fact, the year 2010, GBN went in the hole 6 out of the 12 months. Since that time, we have never been in the hole. We try to keep at least 3 months of operating expenses in savings, because when you're living on support, it's up and down all the time. Some months we don't have enough come in to pay the bills. What do you do in those months? We've got a reserve built up for that. And so we have operated on good, solid financial ground because of that practice. Now, somebody says, all right, that's the history. Where are you today, almost 4 years later? This is a current shot of the staff that we took just recently. All of these people are, with exception of the big tall guy in the back, these are all full-time people that work for the Gospel Broadcasting Network. If you start on the left, Iris is the young girl. She is an editor. She does editing of the programs we record. The next individual is John Stubblefield. He is a CPA. He's our bookkeeper. He's the one I mentioned in the sermon this morning that took the phone call. Next is me. Next to me is Laurie. If you ever call GBN, she'll be the one that answers the phone. She is our receptionist. Next to her is Aaron Kozort. Aaron is our IT guy, and he is very good at what he does. If you bump up to the next row right behind Aaron, that is Adam. Adam Vaughn has been with GBN 10 years, so almost its entire existence. He is our lead editor, does a very, very good job. Next to him, the red shirt in the middle, that is Tim Boswell. Tim moved from Alaska. He came and did an internship with us. Every summer, we offer an internship where college students can come, work with us for the summer. We pay them minimum wage during that time. We get some good cheap labor. They get some good experience. And he came and worked with us as an intern. And after a period of time, we hired him on full time. The fella in the black in the back, that is Mark Teske. Mark is the director of production and scheduling. Mark is a graduate of the Brown Trail School of Preaching, and he is formerly the producer of the Truth and Love program, and he's also a CPA. And so we have a very good staff. The director of finance, I mentioned him to you a minute ago. I have his picture up because he is the newest member of our staff. He's only been with us about 3 months. He worked for FedEx and had a very good job, and we were able to steal him away to work with us, and he is an extraordinary employee. We are so blessed to have him with us. During the time that GBN, even while we were on life support, we have never ceased producing Brotherhood programs. We are producing approximately 20 Brotherhood programs at GBN. Now, I want you to think about the magnitude of that, because there is no other organization that's doing that. There are organizations such as the Search program. They produce a great program, but it's one program. There is Good News Today, Brother Jim Dearman does. It's one program. We're producing approximately 20 programs. We also are on Dish Network and DirecTV. With AT&T's acquisition of DirecTV, that added to our expansion. And so these two networks are seen in approximately 43 million homes. This is the Preaching the Gospel program. Traditionally, this has been Brother James Watkins. Brother Cliff Goodwin has primarily taken over. Brother Watkins rarely films anymore because I guess he's in his 90s and he's not in great health anymore. And his wife's in very poor health. But Brother Cliff does an extraordinarily good job. On Dish Network, we're on channel 267. DirecTV is 376, and that is 7:30 Eastern Standard Time or 6:30 Central. We also have the Counterpoint program. This is Brother Mike Hickson and Brother B.J. Clark, and they do an extraordinarily good job on this. Same channels, 267, 376, or Glory Star. Some cable stations carry a channel called Glory Star. And if you have Glory Star, you get this. It's at 6 p.m. I should add to the date, it's Tuesdays. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. is the day that this particular program airs. Also, 43 million homes. In addition to the DirecTV and the Dish Network, the programs that we are producing, we are on cable stations around the country. Some of these are direct-to-air stations. I need to update this. It is a little bit out of date at this point. In fact, we went back and tried to make a digital representation of this. Some of it shows the TV coverage. If you look at the red stars, this is what I want you to get on this one. These are the radio stations. By the end of 2016, we will have 10 FM, low-powered FM radio stations, and 3 internet radio stations. One of the FM radio stations we have, of course, is 93.5, and that would be here in Sanford. 93.5, right? Okay, 93.5 here in Sanford. And that is broadcasting, the Gospel Broadcasting Network radio stream. And then it says 3 internet radio stations. We have been working with an organization called Truth.fm. And if a congregation would like to have their own radio station, but on the internet, on their website, they can work with this organization and do that, and we will provide you material to stream. And so we have 3 congregations or 3 sources now doing that. And this is the information if you wanted to contact Truth.fm. There's their phone number, or you can go to www.truth.fm. Some of the newest stations that we have at GBN, about a year or so ago, we picked up the Atlanta area that is covering Fulton County and into Cowichan County, and this is Southern Fiber. This is a new company that's competing with the cable companies there, because as the price of cable goes up, It opens the market for competition. East Alabama Cooperative in Phoenix City, Alabama, that is one of our newer stations. This is the newest one that we have, Pulaski Electric System in Pulaski, Tennessee. This is a fiber optic network. Brother Paul Sane was instrumental in helping us get this off the ground, and the East Hill congregation put a lot of money forth to make this happen. We have also been trying to reach into other countries. GBN now has a full-time station. You see, this is Blue Turtle Technologies. The Blue Turtle Group puts out cable systems, and we have a channel on the Blue Turtle Group, and it airs all over the nation of South Africa for those who participate in that particular program. You see South Africa at the bottom. At the top is Nigeria. This is also Blue Turtle Technologies, and we're also in Nigeria on that same system. About 2 years ago now, Mark Teske and I made a trip to India. We are now broadcasting on Delight TV in India. Now, I want to caution people, if you search Delight TV in America, you're going to pull up something nasty. So I want to caution you about that. Delight TV in India is a legitimate cable system. So that's unfortunate that that has been the case. You know, that kind of thing happens sometimes. I found out one day I was searching online, and I was just looking at the GBN logo. I was trying to find one to pull off. And I noticed a GBN logo that was rainbow colored. And I got to thinking, what is that? And so I searched the website. There is an organization that is using the logo GBN. It is the Gay Business Network. It is for homosexuals who are in business. And so I thought, you know, we have actually patented that. So I contacted our attorney and I said, can we make them quit using that? And he said, well, technically we could. He said, but I tell you what, there is nothing that would thrill a homosexual organization more than to be sued by a Christian organization. He said, they will drag you through the mud, it will be expensive, and they will have people throwing big bucks at them. He said, I would suggest you let it go, because it will get ugly. And he said, if anyone goes to it, they know it's not you. And I said, point well taken. And so we moved on. We are in India now, 24/7 on their channel. I want you to see this. I took this on my iPhone while I was in India. Of course, I didn't have coverage on my phone, but I was using it as a camera. We had driven about 4 hours deep into the heart of India, and we're passing some places. This little hut is where these people live. This is actually a pretty nice house for that area. But do you see what that is? You see the little girl over here on the right? Let me see if I get this pointer to work here. All right. You see the girl right here? And you see this right above her? You know what that is? It's a satellite dish. And we got out there and I thought, what in the world? We're out. I can't believe they even have electricity out here where we are. And these people have satellite TV. We went a little bit further and we saw even more of a makeshift hut. Do you see what that is on the top of it? A satellite dish. And I thought, we are out here in the remote part of India and these people have satellite dishes. And something clicked with me. And I thought, that's how we're going to reach people. People that are in remote areas of the world that we are going to have difficulty even getting to, they've got satellite. They want to watch their soap operas out in these remote areas of India. You know, I believe on the day of judgment that if the Lord says, why did you not carry the gospel into all the world? Some people may be tempted to say, Lord, there were 8 billion people. How could we possibly do it? To which he may respond, I gave you the technology. You know, I hear people say things on a regular basis like, I wish we could take all the TVs and destroy them. They're filled with filth. You know, I know that the devil is using technology for evil. I know the internet is filled with pornography. It's the number one use of the internet is pornography. But I believe that God has providentially given us these things so that we can obey him and use them for good. You know, the TV, the internet is like money. It depends on how you use it. It can be used for good. It can be used for evil. And we have got to tap into these things if we're going to reach. We have the money, we have the technology, we have the ability to reach into all the world with the gospel. You can, in addition to watching Dish Network and DirecTV, if you're fortunate enough to live in one of the areas where we actually have coverage on a cable station, that's where we have our biggest viewership, is where we're on the regular cable. In addition to those things, you can go to gbntv.org. This is a shot from our website. In fact, if you will look, this is how the web page pulls up. If you look at this section, you can actually make it full size. and you will get the regular stream that we air on our cable stations. You can watch that channel full time right there on the website, and we have thousands of hits a month there. We are in the process of redoing the website, and hopefully by the end of 2017, we are going to have a super impressive website. We have just gotten approved. Someone's giving us the money to totally redo it, and we're very, very excited about that. We're also going to build a very impressive archive so that if you've seen something air on GBN, you can go back here and pull it up and watch it. And so all the lessons that I've done this weekend, they will be available on the website, and you can go back and see those. We're also available now on over 500 million devices. I need to update that because it's higher now. But if you have a Windows mobile device, if you've got a Kindle Fire, if you've got anything that runs an iOS, that would be an iPad or an iPhone, if you've got an Android device, a tablet, a phone, anything that's running Android, we have apps for the Gospel Broadcasting Network. You can go there, you can get archived material, and you can also stream the channel just like you see on the cable stations. It's exactly the same stream. In addition to that, in fact, let me tell you this. I put this particular stream up here because in the early days when we were struggling financially and we were trying to figure out how to get the channel out to more people, it occurred to me we need to make it available for mobile devices. The very first day that we released this in the Apple market, of course we started with the iPhone because we thought that would be where most people would go. The first 24 hours that it was in the market, it was downloaded in over 50 countries around the world. I want you to think about that. In one day, over 50 countries downloaded this. It blew me away. You know why? Because I was thinking about America. I think we get caught in this rut, we think about America. And when I saw this, of course, the number one country that downloaded it was America. The number two country was China. Now, that was astounding to me. I was talking to World Video Bible School, Rudy Kane, and he said, Don, you know why China's so high? And I said, why? And he said, because there are more English speakers in China than there is in the United States. And I said, surely not. He said, Don, just by the sheer number that there are more English speakers in China than the United States. And I checked that. He's right about that. I did not know that. But China, and this is in the order of priority of downloads, number three was France, Italy, Saudi Arabia, Brazil, United Kingdom, Canada, Spain, Netherlands, and 41 others in the first 24 hours. Secondly, in addition to that, in addition to the apps, in addition to DirecTV, in addition to the website, we can have the Roku. How many people are familiar with the Roku? This one at the top, that's the original Roku. Roku was a device that was originally produced for Netflix. You know, back in the day, if you subscribed to Netflix, they would mail you a DVD and you'd get it and you'd mail it back. And so they were looking for a delivery that did not involve the mail. They teamed up with Roku. They created this device. Originally, that's all you could get on it, was Netflix. Pretty soon, they opened it up to other channels. Now, there are over 1,000 different channels now that you can get if you have a Roku. And so we developed a channel for GBN. They came up with the next rendition of it, which was a little bit smaller. You can see you're holding it in your hand. And this is the latest one. You can see this is not much bigger than a thumb drive. In fact, the remote control is 3 times the size of the Roku itself. If you have a television set that has an HDMI plug in the back, you can purchase one of these and you can plug it in, and that's basically all. You have to go online and set up your account. I brought some Rokus with me. I brought one that's more like the desktop style, and I've got one that's this size, and I make them available if anyone wants it. You can purchase it from us for exactly what we pay for. We don't support ourselves with any sales, and so we provide them just for convenience. I've got the tax and everything added up, and you will pay exactly what we paid. We do not make one penny off of it. But if you're interested in one of those, I do have a couple of them with me. You know, some people get the Rokus just because they don't like cable. They can get the Netflix on it. You can get free channels, and we don't care about all that. We just care about GBN. You can get GBN 24/7 if you have a Roku. In addition to that, all right, it's lagging a little bit here. GBN is now also on Apple TV. Apple TV is the same as Roku, except it is the Apple version. And since it's Apple, it costs 3 times as much. That's normally the way with Apple. But this is Apple's brand. I've got one of those as well. I keep both of them at my house so that I can monitor it. It is a very slick device. And if you like all things Apple, we We have just released this one. It has only been in the market. Our channel's only been in the Apple market about 3 weeks. And so we're on that now. If you would like it, this fellow down here in the bottom, this is Brother Jeff Archie on a new program he's doing called The Book, Chapter, and Verse. Looks like we could have maybe got a better facial expression for the screen capture. But in addition to all the ways that I've already mentioned, you can also get GBN via satellite dish. Now, I picked this particular slide because I wanted you to see the difference in these satellite dishes. This is a KU satellite dish. This is a C-band satellite dish. In the early days of GBN, you could get it both ways. When we were slashing our cost and just trying to survive, we cut out the KU satellite dishes, and that saved us $180,000 a year. We went to the C-band only. There were some people who were upset because some individuals who had bought the KUs, but we were just trying to survive at that point. At this point in time, if you want to get one of these big C-band satellite dishes, you can buy one for about $700. A lot of people have old ones sitting around in their yards they don't use anymore, and we have gone and actually gotten them and let people give them to us, and we have set them up that way. Freed Hardeman University has one of these sitting on the top of the Bible building, and it broadcasts GBN all over the campus of Freed Hardeman University. So this is, if a person says, I'd like to have GBN, but I don't have internet, I don't want it, I don't want to have to pay anything, you could get one of these one time, and you'll have GBN forever that way. GBN, as far as what we're currently doing, our number one most popular program that we air is GBN Live. This airs every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Time. It is a live nationwide, I guess worldwide, call-in program. While we're doing this program, people can call in, they can ask questions, they can tell us we're idiots, they can say whatever they want, they can participate live on the air, and we will take it and we will deal with them in a kind way and give them book, chapter, and verse answers. It's the most popular program that we have. This particular program, you can see we have a different panelist on it on a regular basis. This is Brother Jim Dearman, Glenn Colley. Here's Brother Dave Miller. This is Brother John DeBerry. He is a state representative for the state of Tennessee. And Brother B.J. Clark, Mike Hickson, is the host of this particular program. And this is one of those popular programs we did was on racism. It was one of the most watched episodes of GBN Live that we have ever produced. We have also started streaming the live program on Facebook Live. Are y'all familiar with that? You can now go on Facebook, if you want to, on your phone, and you can just turn on the camera and you can live stream something right there from your iPhone. We got to thinking about that and I thought, what if we streamed our live program right there on Facebook? And we started doing that. When we did, the number of questions and callers that we had, it went up probably 10 times what it was. Facebook, we tapped into a gold mine there. Now, it's gotten to the point that the questions just keep coming and coming and coming. Typically, what we have now, we air that Thursday night program. It pops up on Facebook while it's live. People see it then. They think about it. They call in. They can type their questions on Facebook. We can answer. We can interact. Typically, and when it's done, it stays right there on our Facebook page. It just gets moved down the priority list. But typically, after this has been aired on Thursday nights, if you check it within about 24 hours, it's been viewed 2,000 to 3,000 times just on Facebook. That doesn't count any of the other sources. That means we're getting a lot of air, and plus people are sharing it. They're sharing it with other people. And so that's been a really good thing. We also live stream GBN Now on YouTube. And so when it's streaming live on our channel, it's also on Facebook, it's also on YouTube. If you want to go to our YouTube page, we've got over 2,200 subscribers there, and we actually archive a lot of our programs that we air on GBN on the YouTube page. So I would encourage you to go and check that as well. We also do live events. If you look at some of these here in the top, this is Brother Jack Honeycutt. He debated a Baptist, a missionary Baptist by the name of Michael Brauner, back in May of this year in Tennessee on the subject of water baptism. The subject I just preached on. And I've got some DVDs of this debate. GBN went and aired live. We streamed it live while they were conducting the debate, and then we made it available on a DVD afterwards. That we know of so far, there have been 10 individuals who have obeyed the gospel after watching this debate. Because particularly there were some Baptists who, after they watched this debate, said, I can't be a Baptist anymore. And they left the Baptist church I've got two copies of this with me. If you'd like to have one, you're welcome to it. But it has been a very powerful tool. In addition to that, we have the GBN Live program. We do air that live. I was talking about that a moment ago. Down at the bottom, we've got Polishing the Pulpit. This year, we actually aired an episode of the Counterpoint program. We live streamed it at Polishing the Pulpit. And so we had an audience of several thousand people. Down at the bottom, you see Brother Kyle Butt. You might recognize him. He has debated several times with atheists now. And when he debates, the auditorium will be full. But a lot of people can't go to the debate. And so we have started live streaming it. The first time we live streamed a debate, it crashed our system. People were trying to watch it, and they couldn't because we just never dreamed how many people would try to log on and watch this. The last time he did a debate with an atheist, we estimated, based on the web stats and the number of people we know that were watching in congregation. You know, sometimes you have one web stream, but it might be a congregation. There might be 50 people there watching it. So kind of hard to estimate those things. But we're estimating that approximately 100,000 people watched that live, not counting the archive of it, not counting the DVDs that we've made available. Brethren, I don't know of any other event in our brotherhood where 100,000 people have watched it live. And so that is one of the good things that we are doing through the Gospel Broadcasting Network. We also go on the road and we do events. You've got several things here. This at the top, you see the leaf. This is the symbol of Canada. We went to Canada this year into a province there. And we did, as far as anyone knows, it is the first gospel meeting that has taken place anywhere in that area that anyone knows of ever. We went there and we did a gospel meeting and we filmed it. It is also available if anyone wanted copies of that. We have various other programs. We do Polishing the Pulpit. We do some gospel meetings on occasion. We are willing to do that. The Power Lectureship that at the South Haven Church of Christ that I direct, we do that. The Smoky Mountain Marriage Retreat that takes place, the House to House, Heart to Heart does that. We go and film that, and we make that available on GBN as well. Our master control system, I put this slide in here because this last year we raised a lot of money, over $100,000 we raised for a master control system. I like to go back and follow up. I told you we don't buy anything on credit. We raise the money first. Last year we raised money for this master control. Now you may say, I don't even know what you're talking about when you say master control. It used to be that we paid a company in Atlanta called Encompass. We would send all our materials to them on tapes or whatever medium. They would pull it off. They would put it in their system and put it on their servers. They would put it in a scheduling system, schedule everything, and then they would stream it, send it up to the satellites. Everything prior to the sending it up to the satellites is run on what's called master control. We said if we can bring that in-house, we could save a lot of money because we were having to pay them $5,000 a month to run master control. We raised the money to purchase this, and it is now up and running, and we're saving that $5,000 a month because we're doing this in-house. We have tried to be responsible with money. We're trying to save money any time that we can possibly do that. About a year ago, we started producing this thing called Voices from the Past. And you can see we package it here in a folder. It's got individual DVDs. And we have picked some of the great gospel preachers from the past, like Brother V.P. Black, Bobby Duncan, one of my favorites, Brother Wendell Winkler, Guyon Woods. And we have put their materials together. They are made available for sale, not through us because we don't sell anything, but Brother Paul Sain is selling those. And that is a great thing. Some people have used these for summer series. And very, very good lessons to go back and see these. We have what is called the GBN Daily Lift. This is the email. If every morning about 6 o'clock we send out an email, and it's just about a 60-second blurb. There's also an audio version. Some people just like to start their day with it. Have a cup of coffee, read the GBN Daily Lift. And if you want to sign up for that, there's a sign-up sheet in the back. About 2 years ago, we started producing cartoons. In fact, we had some of our interns that were working with us. They actually wrote the scripts. They did the work. They did the voiceover. They did it all. I didn't even know they were doing it. And they came and said, we've got something we want to show you. And they started producing these cartoons called Howie and Honey. Now, when we started doing these, we had somebody blast us, and they said, GBN's getting in the entertainment business. Brethren, this is not entertainment. This is programming for preschoolers. Because we're trying to teach not just older people, but even children. So this is programming that is on the level of kids. And we have programs that teach about the Golden Rule. We have programs that teach about the Beatitudes and various things like that, but it's on a level for little children. It's interesting because one of the particular episodes of Howie and Honey, the mama, you've got the mama rabbit, and you've got the two children there, Howie and Honey, and one of them deals with them arguing over a carrot, and it teaches about sharing and the Golden Rule. And I had a mother send me a text message. She had a four-year-old child. She said, I wanted you to know, my kids watched those Howie and Honeys over and over, and she said, my two little boys were eating popcorn, and they got down to the last piece, and my son looked at me and he said, Mommy, I'm going to share this with my brother like those two rabbits on the Gospel Broadcasting Network. And I said, well, that is excellent. Kids are learning this. We added some new programming in 2016. Brother Eddie Parrish has done some programs on the prophets. Brother Keith Mosier has done a whole series. It's like a running commentary series on the book of Romans. It is rich and it is deep. We are thinking about making that available on DVDs, but it's going to be on our website soon. I would encourage you to get that. That is some of the best material I have ever seen on the book of Romans. We've got the book, chapter, and verse program with Jeff Archie. Brother Michael Clark, that is B.J. Clark's son. He's graduating the Memphis School of Preaching in December, and he has done some programming for teenagers. It's called Text Message. And then we have The Gospel is Gold from Josh McCrary. That is a new program as well. A sneak peek at 2017, some of the things that we have coming up. We've got daily Bible readings and hymns with David Kinney. We've got Brother Key Ford. He's a brother in the area. He's going to be doing some programming. We've got another animated series that is Pal the Dog. It's going to be Happy Today. This is also aimed at young people. And we've got some Focus on the Faith material with John Mitchell. Significant accomplishments that we have had in 2016. The Counterpoint program is now airing nationally. I mentioned that. That has been a big one for us. GBN Live is on Facebook Live, has greatly increased our viewership. In fact, for three weeks we did programs just prior to the election, and we dealt with voting and the country and things of that nature. They were some of the most watched programs we have ever aired on there. GBN Live is streaming on YouTube. Fabric of Family picked up two new stations, and those are listed here. The Gospel of Gold is now airing in Ripley, Mississippi. We've got new satellite studios in St. Andrews Road in Columbia, South Carolina. That's a big one. The satellite studio in St. Andrews Road, how far are we from Columbia here? Four, is it that far? Okay. That would be the closest satellite studio. What we mean by that is a place where you could go and film material. We would love to see the congregation here get involved in that satellite studio in Columbia. St. Andrews Road is a good sound congregation. And Brian could go from there and he could participate on programming that they're doing and filming that they're doing there. And that's the point of having satellite studios, so that you can go and be a part of it. The GBN channel was added on Apple TV. We added two low-power FM stations and three internet stations. I mentioned that. We did over 65 trips and speaking appointments. Mark Teske and I, if you add it together, all the places we went to promote or speak about GBN in 2016, by the end of this year, this trip is actually counted as one of those. We made 65 trips. And so we have been very busy trying to get the word out. I don't know how long I've gone at this point or what time we need to go to. What time is it? Is it 2 o'clock? Okay, I've gone longer than I should here. But are there any questions? Anything you'd like to ask me about the work? Uh-huh.
So, you talking about the different days of high 11 and stuff. Is that scheduled? Is there somewhere where you can go and see what the events are coming up?
If you would like to keep track of what we're doing, if you assign the list in the foyer and put your email address, there's two places you can check. One is for Daily Devo, and the other is just for general correspondence. And on the general correspondence list, anytime we have a debate coming up, anytime we're going to do a live event, once a week, our live call-in program, we'll email you at least once a week telling you that, but we keep you up to date with all the news and everything going on at GBN. Like I say, we won't share it, we won't spam you, but if you get that, you'll stay on top of things.
In addition,
we do have a schedule on the website. If you go to the website, and like I say, we're getting ready to revamp the website completely, but currently there's a schedule, and you can see when everything is going to air. And so for like the next month, you'll get to see what's going to air by going there. Okay. Good question. Our goal this year and for the next year is to add more and more devices. It's kind of time-consuming. It takes money and effort to develop it, but yes, we are planning to do that. We're trying to prioritize the biggest and go down, but we are on all Kindle devices and I think available on Amazon devices now. As far as the Fire, I'd have to check on that one. I don't know about that. Brian? If you go to Apple TV, the Apple TV works just like an iPhone. You'd go to the Apple Store and just type in Gospel Broadcast. I think we're actually listed as Gospel Broadcasting Company. But try Gospel Broadcasting Network and Company, and you'll find it. You can add that channel, and then you can watch it. Now, if we had more time, one of the things I always add at the end is ways to support GBN. We never ask for money on the air. GBN is supported solely by individual Christians and congregations of the Lord's Church. It cost us approximately $100,000 to keep GBN running. The last few months in the summer, we always have a slump. We oftentimes don't even make budget. In the summer months, we might be bringing in, you know, $80,000 or $85,000. It costs $85,000 just to keep the doors open and keep the lights turned on. And so in the summer, I do a lot of begging, trying to keep the support up. I think some people think, well, I can't help with this. You know, a lot of our supporters at GBN are $25 a month supporters. In fact, we calculated some years ago, if we had 7,000 people that gave $25 a month, we would have all that we ever needed. If you wanted to be one of the 7,000, there's a list you can sign up on. If you pick up one of the GBN newsletters, there's two things in there. There's an envelope. You could write a check and send it in. If you do that, we will start sending you these, or we'll send you something every month, and we'll send you another envelope, and you can mail a check. Some people say, I don't even use checks anymore. Who uses checks? If you would like to have it auto-debited, you can fill out a form like this, put whether you want it to come out on the 1st or the 15th, and the amount. We'll do any amount, $5 or $500, whatever you would like, and we will start debiting it automatically until such time as you contact us and say, stop doing that. And that will be automatic, and your information will be protected, and we will be careful with it. It won't leave GBN. So that's two things that you can do. Sometimes I go places and people say, you know what, I don't have a lot of money, but I'd just like to make a one-time donation. And you're certainly welcome to do that as well. Any other questions you'd like to ask about GBN? We are working toward that. In fact, in 2017, our plan is we're going to start recording Hispanic material. Before you can go on the air, you've got to have thousands of hours of material, because otherwise you go on the air and you have to get shown the same thing over and over. So our first step is to start building up the material, and we're doing that in 2017. We've gotten in contact with some good brethren in different places that are sound in the faith and doing Hispanic works, and they're going to start building that up. And we're hoping by 2018 or 19 we can launch a second stream that's broadcasting in Spanish. Okay. Anything else? Of course, when we get done afterwards, I'll still be glad to talk to you about GBN. So I apologize for going over. Thank you for your good attention. Everybody stayed awake even. That was excellent. So thank you very much.